Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Well, well, well. I want to welcome you to the True Purpose Development Show. Tonight's show, of course, is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Bountiful Opportunities Group, home of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement, Transformation Tours, the True Purpose Team, and so wonderfully excited about the Global Youth Transformation Movement. Each week we are here to inspire, empower, educate, and also entertain you, and tonight is no different. Tonight we have a wonderful, wonderful show ahead of us as we're going to continue our discussion on happiness. This is part two. And if I am inspired, I might do a part three. I'm not sure. But there's so much to cover about this subject. And it's interesting because so many people are talking about it, how to discover happiness and having great discussions about it. We're starting to really see what people think about happiness. We're starting to really see how come so many people have not come to actually realize happiness because they don't understand what it is. So tonight, I know that as a result of this show, many of you will come to understand the truth about happiness and how it pertains to your life, and also you'll come to discover how to be happy in spite of whatever you're going through. And I mean whatever you're going through. So we're going to talk about that in the first hour. In the second hour, it's Keeping It Real with the Doc and Momo V. I'm not sure she's going to be here tonight. But regardless, we're going to have a discussion about relationships. Are you tired of the mess that you created in your relationship? You're so fed up with your own mess. How about that? But you, how about this? You didn't even realize that you are the result of the mess that is in your relationship. You think it's the man. Well, let's understand about a man. And I want you men to call in. So in case you're listening, yes, it's time for you to call in. You can call 718-766-4227 at the top of the hour if you want to talk about that. And, of course, if you want to chime in on the conversation with happiness, feel free to call as well. 718-766-4227. Get on your Facebook, your Twitter, the Instagram, and everything that you know, because guess what? It is time. Time to make a change. Remember that? We're going to have a great, great, great show tonight. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hey,
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
So we live in an age of narcissism in which we do everything according to what's supposed to happen. Everything is outside of ourselves. I'm doing all the correct things. I look right. Why am I not happy? Why do I not feel fulfilled? Because you don't have people that you really love and you feel that love and spend time with. You don't have family that you sit and eat with. You don't have friends that you processed your life daily with, expressing emotion of all kinds, tears, happiness, sorrow, joy, anger, disagreements. That's what life is about. And what happens in those personal, real exchanges is something happens to the physiology. Right? Something happens materially to the fluids, the nervous system. You smell that person. And something different happens than when you're talking on the cell phone. So, I'll go more into that when I talk about trauma, but right now I want to focus on this idea that we have lost a degree of feeling, and I'm going to do a couple of exercises to regain feelings. Are you all up for it? Okay.
Well, well. That was Mekim Akuleta. He had his wonderful idea of happiness. And I know that's one of the reasons. Some of the, we have definitely lost touch. People have different understandings of why people aren't experiencing happiness. It's like an unknown thing. Something that's really not possible. We talk about it, but, you know, the common conversation is that's not really possible. Nobody experiences happiness for real. I hear that so much. So this is why we have to talk about happiness tonight, what it really means and how it is in your life. So how did this all start? About a week ago on the Ladies First Radio Show, we had a wonderful show. It was all of us ladies, Mom to Little Donna's on the TJRS Radio Network. It was Mom to Little Donna's, myself, Momo D, and Rich Sister, of course. We're all talking about happiness. And, oh, I cannot forget, it was also Auntie on that discussion. Well, I tell you what, got pretty heated, and it kind of spilled over into Facebook, into a conversation, and I'm going to share what the dialogue of my sister and I. Okay, let's see. Let's go to the page here on Facebook because this is so important. Happiness is so important. I'm telling you, if we do not live to be happy, then why in the heck are we here? Why are we here? What is the point of this? Are we just to live, go to work, come home, eat, sleep, get married, have children, go through all of our mundane routine every single solitary day? I mean, really, is this exactly all life is for us? I don't think so. I think life has so much more meaning. So listen, all right. Here we go. You know what I'm doing. I'm scrolling around trying to find this thing, and I had it up. And, of course, when you go live, you know, these things happen here where I'm having to find it. Okay, but we're going to find it right here. There's a little happiness ball there. We'll talk about that later. Okay. It was a pretty heated discussion. Here we go. So I posted. People are questioning if I'm really keeping it 100 when I say that I'm happy. Okay, this past Friday, we did a show on happiness and actually landed a very heated discussion. My co-host, Momo B, replied to my post on the show. Take your ass, happy ass, is what she said, somewhere and sit down with 4 exclamation marks. When you finish talking your talk all day long, then finally, you get home and place your face in the palm of your hands at night. That's the feeling I want to talk about. Boom. And she puts with like 4 or 5 exclamation marks again. Keeping it real is keeping it right. That's where they get the phrase keeping it 100, boom. So I said, gotta love her. And this is true. Gotta love her because she's just keeping it real and she wants it back. So I replied, love you, my sister. When I put my face in the palm of my hands at night, I am happy with my life. yes. I may have moments that I experience feeling sad, angry, disappointed, or the like. But in those moments, I make a choice to cancel all negative thoughts regarding, accept responsibility for what I need to change or let go as I am guided to do so for my life. I ask always in those times, what am I to experience in this moment now? And choose to be still, to hear. That's something that a lot of us, we don't do. We're moving so fast. We're just about anxious about everything. We're not hearing life talk to us, i.e. God. We're not tuned in. Thus giving me an opportunity to realize the blessing in it all. Giving me new opportunities for change, creation, love, forgiveness, compassion, joy, and the like. I am happy in spite of circumstances, period. At the end of the day, it's all a matter of perspective, mindset. I have had to go through a transformation in my mind, as we all must, so that I can be free to transcend to the limits beyond in efforts of fulfilling my life's true purpose. And that true purpose is to be happy and totally fulfilled. And you find that happy and total fulfillment by finding your place here. Why are you here? Because where you are, where you were created to be, in that place, in that journey to fulfilling that responsibility and purpose, you will come to realize the truth of happiness, the truth of joy, the truth of God, the truth of peace, the truth of wisdom, the truth of clarity, the truth of you. So I said, so yes, I am very happy, in fact, because I choose to experience with understanding and the guidance of wisdom, and I make the choice to return to the space of happiness every single time. So I ask each and every one of you that's listening, are you making a choice to be happy? So when we talk about the choice to be happy, it's possible regardless of what you've gone through. Because in my years ago, and I think it was around the time that when I was in my life transformation and experiencing my valley, etc., I wrote this quote, life throws you a ton of balls. You decide which ones you'll catch and hold on to. You've been through drug addiction. You've been through insecurity. You've been through anger. You've been through unforgiveness and anxiety, stress and fear. You've been through abuse, or maybe you've been through poverty and depression. You've been through so many things, and those are the balls that life threw you, but it's up to you to look at that thing as a negative or for you to look at that thing as an experience that you were to go through in efforts of helping you grow and develop so that you can come to the greater truth and your fulfillment of your life's true purpose that God has for you. It's really up to you. I've been through homelessness, got you. Lost car, lost home, and I'm not talking just a home. That dream, that my home, nearly $1 million home. Business, closed the doors. Lost everything. Was used, been abused. Taken advantage of. I decided in that journey to decide what, in fact, am I going to do with what I've been given. What is it that I always share? That in our life, we have yin and yang, the on and off switch, all of the on and off, the good, the bad, the ugly. The light doesn't work if it doesn't turn on and off. We have to get that. when we think about our life and even as we use the, when we go to the restroom, guess what? When we go to the restroom, we go to the restroom and we release the toxins. It's all good. It's all good. It depends on how we look at it. And I want you to think about that. We have to decide what we want to do and how we want to do, how we want to live our life. How do we want to take what has happened to us? Do we want to hold on to it and have it to fester in us where we're depressed? Have it where we're stressed out? Your mess up and or your tragedy is just your product for prosperity. It's not intended to break you down and put you out of commission. Things that have happened to you in your life are given to you as an opportunity for you to grow from. Period. If it wasn't you, then who? You were created. You had to go through what you had to go through because somebody else is waiting on you. So you've got to get through this journey. You've got to ask, if you put that question out there, that petition, what am I to experience in this moment now? Every single time it seems as though that you're starting to think negatively about something. Because it's not negative. It's not, it may be a negative, but the negative was essential for the positive because the positive and negative balances out. That's the name of the game. So you may have gone through this. Yes, you did. And it was traumatic. Yes, it was. But now, what am I to experience in this moment now where you may be feeling sad or you may be feeling depressed? And then after you go through what you go through and it comes to you after you being still willing to listen and hear to what life God has to tell you, then it's up to you to embrace the opportunity of change, embrace the opportunity to create, embrace the opportunity of love and compassion. You know, just the other week, it was interesting. We had an interesting time on the Jay Rao Show last Wednesday. And I was, in fact, called out of my name by a caller. And she called me out of my name. Wanted me to be quiet, and of course she felt that she can do that because on the entertainment, that's entertainment radio over there, and I'm teased a lot about talking too much. Okay, for those of you who know me, I don't want to hear it. Don't start saying, well, you do talk too much. Well, anyways, it's our show, and you know, people don't do that, you know, but she did, and it was all good. By the time she said what she said, put this little petition out there about me, I had just not even caught it, really. It bounced off of me, actually. I didn't take it like how everybody took it. And people were very upset with, you know, they were like, oh, come on, you know, pretty much thinking that I was being a wuss by not responding in such a manner that would have caused a reaction. Or essentially put her in her place because, yes, she was disrespectful. She called in on our show, and she said something. Okay. She said, shut up, you heifer. And, I, you know, honestly, it was like, okay. It bounced off. This is something that's true. When you see things through a positive eye and you come to see things through a positive eye all the time, that's the choice that you make, you begin to create a shield, a protection around you, a hedge of protection around you. It's like playing dodgeball off a wall. People just, they can throw darts at you, and it's just like, boom, boing, comes right off. That's what happens. When you tap into that happiness And that happiness comes by going, being willing to sacrifice your life, lay down your life to go through to your journey to fulfillment of your life's true purpose. That's when you realize it. Because in that journey, you're humbled. In that journey, you come to realize compassion. In that journey, more than likely, you've lost everything, and as a result of that, you become more empathetic and compassionate towards other people, and things just, you experience love, you experience hate, you experience all the profound aspects of life in that journey. And 9 times out of 10, if you don't let it kill you, if you don't let the valley that you experience kill you, you're going to come out on top in a major way. So in this scenario, I didn't realize what the others realized. And it didn't mean that much to me in the way where it would make me angry. Rather, well, I didn't really care if I didn't hurt her or anything. So if anything, I had compassion because apparently there was an issue that she had, not me. We have to realize that with happiness being our choice, literally, to not, and it's our responsibility to tap into it. When we're not tapping into our truth, it's like standing on the front line in a war with all of the ammunition that you need to make it happen, like all of the ammunition to beat the opposing force, and for you not to do anything, stand there and look at the opposing force, not pulling out not one, not pulling out a gun, not pulling out anything, just standing there looking, allowing for yourself to be taken down and to possibly lose the battle. That's not, life is more than that. So it's our responsibility to step up our game. And we have to do that by making the choice to go after our life's true purpose. And no, it's just like Mr. Archuleta said, it's not in those external things that you think. So many of us define ourselves by the titles that we wear. The titles we have, I should say we wear the titles. Whether you are a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, whatever, I'm an engineer, you know, and I'm this, and I'm the CEO, and I'm in a haughty manner where, you know, that becomes you. I'm a part of this organization. I'm a Aka. I'm a Delta. I'm an Omega. I'm, you know, Pi Psi. We wear it and we define ourselves by it. And then if you strip that all away from us, you have to ask yourself, who are you? Who are you? What are you doing for you and mankind by fulfilling your life's true purposes, not only for you, it's also for mankind. It's for other people. You may have gone through rape, but you went through rape because somebody else has gone through rape, and so many other women have gone through rape, and they need to hear your story. My daughter shared her story at Wayne State University on December 14th for the first time. And you should have seen the people that responded to her, how people came to her afterwards, the children, moved by her story, some confessing to them what they've been through. She also shared the story of when we went through homelessness, when she went from coming home from school and walking to the boathouse to about a year or so, within about a year, if everything just, well, within a year after we left our home, she really started to feel it, and it wasn't like that. We were dealing with homelessness. There was a kid that came up and he said, I was homeless too. She didn't even know that he was in the audience, and it was somebody that she had gone to school with many years ago. There's so much power in our story, so why do we have to be sad? When I went to Africa a couple of years ago, I was doing a study for the youth development program, and I asked quite a few people, how do they deal with depression and stress? And they laughed at me. I have it on video how they laughed. They thought it was really funny. Because they said, oh, man, what do you mean? We just deal with life. And if people are going through, we come together as the village. We make it happen. They're not popping pills either. Now, they laughed about that. They said, you guys think you're so smart, but you guys are living off of white pills. It was interesting. And it's all a matter of perspective. That's why the renewing of your mind is critical. How you look at everything that you've been through, what you're dealing with day to day, how you're dealing with life, the people that you are around, just like what Mr. Archuleta said, the people that you're around. Who's in your circle? Are you hanging around a bunch of negative folks? Are you hanging around people that are just gossiping all the time? What choices are you making to be happy? That's the serious question you must ask you. And we're going to take a brief break. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. We've got to pay the bills. Yes. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to continue our discussion. And don't forget, at the top of the hour, the QOD of the day is, are you tired of the mess you created in your relationship? That's a deep question, because so many people have created their own mess. They're upset about it. And before, as my grandmother used to say, before God got the news, that means it's real fast, they realized that, man, what did I do? I just messed this up, and it's been about 15 years. I want you guys to listen. The second hour is coming up. We're going to have some fun. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you guys, this is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now, because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special, because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Welcome to the Moment of Inspiration. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia. Listen, life throws you a ton of balls, but you must decide which ones you'll catch. There are many of you that are holding on to things that you should let go. Not only such tangible things like relationships, cars, houses, and jobs, but also the things in your life, like negativity, depression, hurt, adverse perspective, your thinking, poverty, and such. Life gives us choices. The choice to hold or release, change or not. I invite you today to make a choice to hold or grab hold of the ball of happiness, openness, joy, prosperity, positive thinking, and the like. The other ones, well, I suggest that you drop them like a hot potato. Let's start right now. Simply, I want you to declare, I am happy, and I denounce depression. I am open to receive truth, and I denounce deception, and so on. Are you ready? It's your choice.
This is your moment of inspiration for Dr. Princess Adelia, here with a mission to help you birth a life of true purpose. Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is way more than half the battle. So I invite you to visit spiritualpregnancy.info, bountifulgroup.com, and princessadelia.com. Thanks for listening, and I love every last one of you.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Adelia.
Well, welcome back. Tonight we are talking about happy, happy people. We're talking about happiness. Discovering true happiness. We're in our part two of this series. And the QOD, are you tired of the mess you created in your relationship? That's at the top of the hour, not right now. But we're going to be talking about that just shortly. You know, what's interesting, and this is very, very so true, before we get back into the show, in which I'm going to share with you in just a moment some of the things that I discovered when I was looking on YouTube and just putting the question in the search box of why am I not happy, okay? But before we get to that, I want everyone to visit bountifulgroup.com as we have kicked off our educational series this year, started back up January 8th. You can take our courses, the Credit and Business Development course, absolutely phenomenal. How to Become a Successful Radio Talk Show Host is another one. And then How to Become a Successful Author and Publisher. In our Credit and Business Development course, we go over personal and business credit, creating it, whether or not you need enhancement or you need to repair it, okay? This class I started years ago, back in 2000. I started at Mary Grove College. And since that time, so much I have learned with regards to business, being an entrepreneur, since the age of 30, being an entrepreneur and having to create my own financial way, okay? I've created it. I've made millions. I've been a millionaire before, gone through the valley, and brought it back. So these things are very, very critical for us to understand when your money's worth. You're going to get resources. You're going to get education and without limitation. I don't hold anything back. So I want you to give our office a call at 877-888-7979. That's 877-888-7979. And you can also visit online at bountifulgroup.com and register today. The classes are reoccurring, meaning every 5 weeks the classes take place. They're 2 hours, one day a week. And it's reoccurring. So I want to invite you to that. Second of all, the How to Become a Successful Radio Talk Show Host. From the experience of traditional radio, I was not syndicated, but I was with Radio 1 for quite a few years, nearly 4 years, and also did mainstream radio prior to the 4 years that I have my own show, for a few years prior to that. And afterwards, I decided to take the business global, so I took an initiative to come online, and I love it. So in the class, you learn how to create, how to produce, and also how to get those special guests. I'll also have some guests for you, so to help you out. So I would like for you to just find out and discover about how to become a successful radio talk show host, and then also how to become a successful publisher and author. I will say one thing, though, before I move forward. With the radio talk show host class, that is a very, very important class, I think, for business owners, an opportunity. A lot of people think, oh, I don't know how to do a radio show, and I'm not a radio person. Not everybody has a radio voice. This is true. But I'll be able to help you with that. I can tell if you do or don't. But even if you don't, there are ways that you can still go forward with the radio show. It really is. Because you don't have to have so much of the voice. I've known some people, I'm telling you, this one show, of course I won't mention any names, but this one show I used to listen to, I listened to it because she always had a lot of activity. She had great guests all the time. But I am telling you, she did not have a voice. She did not have a voice for radio. But she made it happen. And, I mean, her viewers were awesome. I mean, her viewership was awesome. You could tell there was a lot of activity, et cetera. So don't say what you can't do. You can make it happen if you need to make it happen. Definitely a great opportunity for you to grow your business. And it's definitely a way to optimize your brand on the Internet. So then you have how to become a successful author and publisher. I've written a couple of books. Man, I've gone through the hard knocks. Started off with a little book, 80 pages, and paid $40,000 cash for that project. Unbelievable. Because I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. And then the next book, 280 pages, I paid $2,000, okay? So what is there to know? How do you tap into these resources to make it happen for you? Trust me, there's more out there than you think. And you don't have to have a big office. You can, I'm telling you, with society today, you can grow a business and be look like Ford Motor Company right online, okay, to the banks and everyone else right online. You can make it happen for yourself. So I want you to find out more at bountifulgroup.com, and you can call the office at 877-888-7979 during normal business hours. Look at that. I just talk. And I had to get that in because it's so important. I want you guys to know. Some of you guys are thinking you're kind of unhappy, right? You're feeling unhappy and experiencing it in more ways than one because of you feeling like you have nothing. Like you feel like everything that could be offered to you is not offered to you. That you are getting a low end of the stick, and it's just really tough out here, and you don't have any money. And this, let me tell you, I grew my business and went global with no money, I'm telling you. And when I say, well, okay, maybe I used $20 or $30 here to keep something online that I had going, you know, but I didn't have money, like money, to make it happen that second time around. And I took the business global. You can do it too. So many people do it. So I want you to keep your chin up, keep your head up, and know that it is all possible. Possible, possible, possible. We're going to take a song break real quick. And when we come back, I got another clip I want to play, and then I'm going to talk to you about what I just saw on YouTube, which I found so interesting. So interesting. So let me see what I'm going to do here. You know what? I am going to play, how about I play Mary Mary, Go Get It? Because I think that's what I want to pump you guys up, and I want you to get happy tonight because there's so many reasons for you to be happy. We'll be right back after this.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
You're just not going to do it. That's just not who you are, okay? But do you ever, whoever you will, just get in that little mood that you might feel a little romantic or you just might want to be a gentleman, open up the door or cater? Do you ever feel
doors.
Like that?
Yeah, I open doors. I'm not saying I don't open doors. I open doors.
I'm saying when you feel like doing it, you will do it.
Yeah. When I feel like doing it, I open doors. What I'm saying is I don't want to feel like I'm forced to do it. So when I go out the first day, I
think that's
what
anybody else.
That's what all I'm saying is when I go out the first date, the first couple dates, I'm not gonna do it and get
and that's you. And that's funny because that's usually when men do it, the first few dates in the beginning of a relationship.
But guess what?
Impress, that is when they generally do that.
But
they
guess what I
think,
John?
Once they get to know you.
But guess what I think? Because
exactly
he's real,
point.
Exactly. Because he's
that's
being
what,
real
exactly
from the beginning.
Point.
He's not faking
you,
it.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. They're going to get, that's exactly the point I was making, that they're going to give you this facade the first two or three dates, like they're this and that and blah, 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 and then six months later after everything and you in a little too deep, that's when you get the real them. And I'm like, look, the first date, I'm letting you know, look, I'm not really into that type of stuff. And that's what I'm saying, like, I'm going to give you the real me. You can like it or dislike it. That's all I was saying, like, you can like it or dislike it. I might hold the door for you the first day. And tell you after I hold the door, like, I don't do that regularly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, and some,
you know,
some women
like
just,
that.
Some women don't even, and some women honestly don't even think about or even carry or worry about, even on a date or whatever the case may be, of a man opening up a door for her because she might not feel like that's how she's supposed to be treated, or maybe no one never opened up a door for her or been a gentleman, because some things is just what you is what you used to because of how you raised and other and just
yeah.
just what you used to.
Yeah.
So you have women that'll get out the car and some will sit there and wait for you to come around and open up the door, and what you say, she'll just be sitting there, huh?
That's what I'm saying. That's the type of stuff that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not saying just like I won't open the door. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going around to the other end of the car opening no doors. What's wrong with me?
No, listen. Let me. I have to tell you guys this one. I remember dating this guy, and I was really trying to implement my door opening thing. You know, it's like I am not touching the door. So I sat in the car, and I'll never forget the guy. He walked to the back right of the car where I was sitting, and just stood there. And I'm thinking, I just know he is going to walk up here and open his door. He went and proceeded to the door of the store. I said, hell no, wait, he just did this. So I had to get get out of the car, I had to open the door.
Wow.
And I looked at him, I said, are you serious? He said, what? And he was older than me. I went, for real? I said, I was sitting in the car because I was expecting you to open the door for me. He was like, you are, and you know,
he proceeded to the establishment.
Yes, he did. And then he told me I was good. He said, you good? Well, I was like, what?
But listen, now this is where you make your decision. Okay, this guy ain't for me. Keep it moving. It's nothing. I'm not saying that just that alone should be the reason you quit dealing with somebody. But if it's that important to you and he's not willing to do it, just do something. Just find somebody else.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for us to be happy with us alone, like you were saying earlier, where you can go home and watch a movie and get some popcorn and kick your feet up and enjoy you. And when you got it like that, then you're not willing to settle for a whole bunch of mess in the first place.
If it was that big of a deal, sister, you should have told him, take me back home. That's what I'm saying. Like, we good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my point being.
This date is over.
It's over. Like, let's just do that and just go on back home. Like I said, you can rent a movie or, you know what I'm saying? It's good. You got to get to that point. So that's what I mean. I'm going to give you me from the beginning. I'm not about to sugarcoat you. I'm not about to take you out, wine you, dine you, do this, do that, blah, 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 all for two or three dates, and then we end up in a sack somewhere, and then you look up like, man, you just changed on me. Like, no, this is who I am, so you can like it or dislike it. It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Because now I might end up liking you. I done fronted for 2 months. Now I like you, you know? And then when I start showing you the real me, you don't like me, and I'm mad, you know? So it's good. Like, I'm just going to give you me. Let's go out. Everything be cool. Go out and have a good time. Laugh, crack a couple jokes. And, you know, if we get along, we can do it again. And that's it. Like, it's cool. It's like we make it so, like, and then, like, women, y'all put so much pressure on it that guys feel like they got to go do this. A lot of these guys don't even have it. You talking about a guy taking you on a date, they broke. They owe bills. They everything. So
and that's what I was speaking on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yes.
That's what I was speaking on earlier when you just try to, you know, you understand they have goals and you're trying to understand the situation because everybody have situations. It's not about all the time what you can do. Sometimes you could just be in a relationship where, you know, at that time come around, it's not about a gift all the time. You know, just enjoy each other's company, rent a movie or, you know, it always shouldn't be about what can you buy me. But sometimes it's, you know, women would like, you know, like to be catered to sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do that. That's what I'm saying. I might not hold the door.
It's not an expectation,
birthday,
but sometimes it's nice to just receive things and be catered to.
Listen, a birthday wouldn't pass. A sweetest day, Valentine's Day, Christmas, you straight. That's what I mean. Like, it's you have to weigh your options and give and take. If that is that important, then find somebody who will do it. But I might not do that, but I'm doing everything else. Like, I'm going to make sure you straight. Like I said, I'm going to make sure the bills paid, my credit score good. You know what I mean? Like, everything going to be good. But if that's what I mean, you have to give and take. You have to know what you're willing to compromise and what you're not willing to compromise on. And that's what you shouldn't compromise on what you're – from the beginning, you should know, like, I'm not going to deal with this. We are all – I don't know how old y'all are. I don't even want to ask, but I'm guessing y'all may be a little older than me. And we have all had life experiences.
90 seconds.
What we can put up with and what we can't. So when you see what you can't put up with, keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Absolutely.
Is that simple? Is that simple?
Okay. Listen, we have I'm gonna let it go over just like 15 more minutes so we can continue our conversation. But I want to say shout out to the TJRS Radio Network. I want to thank you for the wonderful simulcast. We've been simulcasting here for the last 2 hours. We will see you guys. Don't forget tomorrow night on the Ladies First Radio Show with Mom Two Adonis, myself, and also Rick's sister was going to be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night on the J. Rouse Show. You can call in and listen to that. 850-1272 tomorrow evening, and also Saturday, don't forget the J. Rouse Show on Saturday and the Serious Side of the J. Rouse Show where we, the whole team, we get together again on Sunday mornings. Very hot show. We talk politics. Keep it real about that on the J. Ryle Show as well. So check it out. Every week there's something happening just about every day. So, and we're going to go over just a little bit in about 15 minutes. We're going to hang out just a little bit more.
10 seconds.
I have a couple of questions I want to ask my brother and also get Rich Sister an opportunity to speak. And so we will continue on. And before we can...